Wired Up, Dodging the Dog Days, and Remembering an Official's Official. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Muskegon Oak Ridge is without doubt the team to beat year in and year out in girls basketball in the West Michigan Conference. 9 league titles in a decade and a conference winning streak of 77 games heading into this week's play. Leading the charge is 5'9" junior guard Sophia Wired, who topped the 1,000 career point mark 2 weeks ago. And if that name sounds familiar, it should. Older sister, Caria, graduated in 2013 with then a school record 1,353 points. Sophia has Caria's career mark and Hannah Reinbold's current school record of over 1,500 points in her sights now, but for the time being, she wants this team to break through for a regional title. The last one came in 1991 when her mom, Renee Burns Wired, played.
Over all the years, we've always been really close. Like, I've always been really close with my teammates. But this year, just the group of girls is just, everybody clicks very well. We all mesh very well. We're all really close. We can count on each other in school, out of school, on the basketball court.
For the record, Sophia is averaging just over 22 points, 8 rebounds, 5 steals, and 5 assists per game. You can read more about Sophia Wired on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Jacob Iacono and Devin Schmitz of Dollar Bay, who combined for 29 points before a standing room only crowd of over 3,200 at Michigan Tech last week as the Blue Bolts, then ranked 5th in Class D, defeated top-ranked Ewan Trout Creek 51-42 in a battle of boys basketball unbeatens. What you drink is just as important as what you eat. Water, 100% juice, and low-fat or fat-free milk are great options to choose from. Stay in the game. Stay hydrated. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Every summer, we hear broadcasters talk about the dog days of the Major League Baseball season during the month of August and into September, when everybody hits the proverbial wall. During the month of February, we have also arrived at the dog days of the high school basketball season. All of the work that's gone in the previous 3 months is beginning to add up for both coaches and officials alike. For coaches, it's managing the pressures and expectations within each of their teams, and for officials, all of those miles up and down the floor are beginning to add up. It's this time of year where both groups need to refocus and re-energize themselves to give students the best possible experience during the month of March.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted, just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. Vern Norris may have been one of the most connected people in high school sports, and that was long before day planners and handheld devices were around. He was just one of those individuals who could remember everyone he'd ever met, and he stayed in touch with them. He valued relationships. Monday morning, Vern Norris, the former executive director of the MHSAA, passed from this world at the age of 89. He spent 23 years at the association, the last 8 as its 3rd full-time director. Vern was a rules expert with a particular passion for officials. In fact, he was known by many as an official's official. Looked up to and admired by many in the stripes, a banquet honoring officials with 20-plus years of service was started on his watch in 1980, and now an award bears his name, honoring those who have recruited and helped train officials locally. As executive director, he would shepherd change with transfer rules, ushering girls' sports and football playoff expansion. His hard work with schools, officials, and defending the rules helped set the table well for when Jack Roberts succeeded him in 1986. Always with a smile on his face, he'd frequently visit our office after retirement, bringing by bags of fresh fruit for the staff, and he always had words of support for everyone around. He had just the right touch with people, and our games are so much better off because of the work of Vern Norris.